Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys have sleep apnea, or you have a relative with sleep apnea who's not using their mask. And you're like, well, what is it? Do you not like it? Are you being a weenie? Just buck up. And they're like, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's my machine's recalled. And I don't have my replacement. And millions of machines have been recalled. And we are going into a second year of this without people getting their an alternative or their machines fixed. It's the sound dampening foam that is in the pressurized breathing machines. There's CPAP, where it's continuous positive airway pressure. These foams can break down. Users are inhaling at times, from what we understand, or has the potential to inhale little black particles or hazardous chemicals while they're sleeping. Now, this was reported to us June of last year. So 1 year was then June 2022. We're going to be going into 2023. What the hell is going on? Philips initially estimated it could repair or replace the units within a year. But the recall has now expanded to more than 5 million devices worldwide. This is a Dutch company. So they say this effort is going to stretch well into 2023. So many patients, according to NPR, are doing without. Or they're buying secondhand machines online, or they're just going without therapy. And untreated sleep apnea is dangerous. 20 to 30% of adults are affected. It raises their blood pressure. It causes heart disease, causes dementia. If you don't get enough oxygen to your brain, and that requires you getting air. And there's a couple types of sleep apnea, but one of the common types that we're using these machines for is obstructive sleep apnea, where your tongue, your jaw, the fat in the neck, the way your throat starts to close when you sleep blocks the airway. So you end up, you know, like that and making noise because you have air resistance. Well, when you snore, that means you're getting air resistance. And so you need to open that up, or you need to push air through the resistance. That's what these sleep apnea machines do. We can't find new machines. I can't. So what's been happening is patients and doctors are making the judgment call saying, you know what? It's more dangerous you not using your machine, so just use your machine. And if you do end up having an issue with inhaling the particles or chemicals, we'll have to deal with that later. That is not an adequate choice, but people have no choice. So, we tell patients, we'll talk to your doctor. Doctors can't. Doctors have no control over this. And there's not enough companies. You know, this is why I really love, you know, capitalism and supply and demand, and I don't like there just being one company it really bothers me that we are so dependent on, you know, one or two companies. That look at what happened with our formula, with Abbott. There was a recall of formula in a major manufacturer, and then all of a sudden it affected millions of moms and babies. Well, where are the other companies? You know, what ends up happening is if a company is not incentivized to make a product, they're not going to make that product. Just like with pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I don't know what's happening on the pain medicine front, but after all these pharmaceutical companies got sued for the opioid crisis, which is still going on, which I blame, you know, border drugs coming from other countries as well, You know, what pharmaceutical companies are going to want to make any sort of pain medication? If these companies are making money and aren't incentivized, and only one or two companies are able to outcompete, then when that company has a recall, we're screwed. There should be no reason we only had one baby formula company that caused such a disruption. We have other baby formula companies, but apparently they don't do the same output. I mean, in NASA, don't they always kind of cover their bases where they have, maybe I'm quoting the movie Armageddon with Bruce Willis, but I thought they always cover the base. There's always, you know, you never want to be just reliant on one source. One, just like with us in fuel. Well, we'll get it from Saudi Arabia if we need to. We don't have to, you know, do our own oil production and fuel refinery. We don't. Well, yeah, you do. What if Saudi Arabia says no to us? Which they have. So you always need to hedge. According to Philips, they say they're doing ongoing testing on the recall devices, and their testing is encouraging. They show lower levels of particles and chemical byproducts being emitted. Philips said its initial communication about the dangers posed by foam was a worst-case scenario for the possible health risks, and the deterioration appears to worsen if you use unauthorized cleaning methods. Now, the FDA has already received over 70,000 reports of problems attributed to the devices: pneumonia, infection, headache, even cancer. Now, these reports still have to be confirmed. You know, just because the FDA gets a report, you know, somebody gets cancer, did they get cancer really from the machine, or did they get cancer, you know, because they're a smoker? You know, what? So they do have to, you know, take all these complaints, of, you know, seriously, but do their due diligence. But, you know, this is huge. I mean, we had a guest on from Northwestern Med talking about how important it is to address your sleep apnea, and we have a big recall such as this screwing things up. So patients are frustrated. The FDA is frustrated. And Philips is on notice that they need to accelerate and hurry up their repair and replace program. I don't know who else we go to. This isn't something that other companies are jumping in to help do. And maybe other companies are like, oh, crap, I wonder if we have the same technology. But it's fascinating. This foam is fascinating because my husband, he doesn't snore. And we don't hear the machine. It's a quiet machine. The problem is, you know, with every, you know, benefit, there's sometimes a risk. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications for making the show happen. Thank you for Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I always worry that I'm going to get my words mixed up or I'm going to have an auditory processing issue. And one of you will say, you know what? No, she's fine. She's not having a stroke, and God forbid I am. So if ever I just garble my speech or something's not right, please call 911. Tell them to go to Vegas. They'll know where I am. I'm sure people know where my studio is. So here's a question. Gary says, as a doctor, can you answer this question? I showed up late for a dermatology appointment, 15 minutes. Couldn't find the place. Appointment canceled because I was 15 minutes late. Had to reschedule another month out and a charge for being late. He writes, but when I am early, I sit in the waiting room for over an hour. He says that's not fair. All doctors are this way. Late a few minutes, canceled on time, wait until I can get to you. I know they squeeze last-minute appointments in because I trade work with a doctor and they always get me in instantly. So this is interesting, and Gary brings up a point that has plagued patients, it should. You can't be late, but a doctor can. Not fair. So what's going on? What's the whole process with that? And I'm not saying this to defend anybody, but, doctors are some of the fairest, nicest, most benevolent people out there. It's very shocking that they would have this random sort of, rule that continually plagues patients, despite all their benevolence and writing off bills and not getting paid by insurance and seeing people for free and, putting their lives at risk when they take care of you. So, basically, how I did my practice, I can't speak for all doctors, but how I did my practice is I used to never charge for somebody no-showing. Definitely didn't charge for somebody being late. I did have to charge for no-shows, and I'll tell you guys why in a little bit. But I used to be, whoever wants to come in and see me can see me. But I want to be on time. I don't want to be a doctor that makes people wait. And I was actually really, really good at that. I rarely had somebody waiting. I mean, if we had a medical emergency and I had to wait for the paramedics and I had to, help resuscitate somebody, that's a whole other story. And my patients are understanding. But I never overbooked or double booked because I didn't want my patients waiting. They love the fact that they could get in and out within 15, 20 minutes of their appointment time. And I took pride in that. Well, when I first opened my practice, I would give new patients 30 minutes. That was kind of the standing rule. Give a new patient 30 minutes, give a follow-up patient 15 minutes. So a family of four called in, family of four wanted to see me. So I gave them 2 hours, 30 minutes for each person. A nice big 2-hour block of my schedule. The family no-shows. And me and the staff are sitting around for 2 hours. And it was my first year in practice, so even though we were, busier than most people are first year in practice, we didn't have walk-ins to fill up the time, so we're standing around for 2 hours. I'm paying for staff because a family of four no-showed. So we started to do things a little differently where we wouldn't have a family of four all come in. We would have them come in, but we would sprinkle it in between some patients that could come in. So in case somebody did no-show, I could still see somebody and not turn somebody down. And it wasn't about the money because you weren't making a lot of money in family practice. If you made $30 on a patient visit, for a follow-up, it's not a lot of money. But I needed to make sure patients got in. The last thing I wanted is to hear that it took months for somebody to get in. It never took months. Anybody who needed to see me saw me. Because I wanted to make sure the blood pressure was in control, the diabetes was in control. And I'm not saying this because I want you guys, oh, Dahlia, so great. No, it's just these were my standards. Did I make as much money as my colleagues? Nope. I saw a lot of patients, but I didn't overbook. I didn't double book, triple book. I didn't have, I didn't have multiple providers see my patients for me. If I it was my schedule, it was me. So I wanted, that was the type of shop I wanted to run. So now somebody comes late. And usually the ones that come late continue to come late. Now, what I tried to do originally with these people who were late is, look, if they say 1 o'clock, they're probably not going to get here till 1:15. So maybe put them in the 1:15 and then schedule me the 1 o'clock so I can see somebody while we're waiting. Now, on some of these patients, and I would, I'd learn everybody by heart, we could do that. But it got to the point where it was getting ridiculous. And so doctors cannot run a tight ship if you have individuals that come late. So they have these rules. And if it's after 15 minutes, they're already on to their next group of patients. So although you should only have one patient, it does cause a backlog waiting for somebody. So, for me, I was able to still manage it pretty well. I credit that from hosting. I used to host at a restaurant before I turned 21, so you had to choreograph the tables. And I used a lot of that in my training with managing the patient flow. But that's why doctors are like, I just can't do it. already patients are complaining, they're complaining, but what also changed things was Yelp. Yelp and these online ratings now are like, well, how long are you waiting? How long are you waiting? So now doctors have to step it up. They can't keep people waiting. So if anybody adds to that, they get cut. Now, that still doesn't answer the question, why are doctors making you wait an hour? Why are you in the schedule and you're waiting an hour? That's no excuse. I had to take my son into a doctor once. I was there on time, early. They make you come in early to file paperwork. I was there early, on time. I saw the doctor come in, and then he knew I was there, and he went to his office or something. 45 minutes later, I tell the nurse, I'm sorry, I got to leave. You know, I know I was his first patient of the day, and I know he might be doing something else, but, if I'm his first patient of the day, and he's not with he came into the room. But there are doctors around that they don't give a damn. They will see you and start their day when they're damn good and ready. There is no flipping excuse for that. I can't stand it as a patient, and I can't stand it as a colleague of these idiots that do that. That's ridiculous. But patients do have to understand that there are delays. There can be delays. But somebody being late, somebody no-showing, screws it up for everybody else. Now, why are people being charged? So I told you what happened. The reason why I decided to charge for a no-show was I would open on a Saturday because we had, patients calling in. They would always call in Friday night at 5 p.m. So I would find myself on the phone for 4 or 5 hours on a Friday night. I'm like, look, guys, I'll be in tomorrow. I might as well see the patients. I might as well make money because I'm doing all this work for free. You couldn't get paid for telephone visits. Now you can, but you couldn't back then. So I'm like, look, I'll be open on Saturday. So I'm open. We schedule. We don't overbook because we want to make sure we get everybody in and out on time because it's their Saturday. We leave. Somebody no-shows. So if they no-show, which means they're not coming in, they're not paying, and then there's no, and I wasn't charging for no-shows at the time, so they no-show, and that spot could have gone to somebody else and didn't. So you kind of get spanked. But then it was my son's birthday. So we had his birthday party later that afternoon. While I'm trying to deal with the birthday party, and my kid was like 2 years old, so we have all these toddlers running around the place, I get a call from the answering service. I pick it up and they go, yeah, it was the person that was supposed to see you today. So she calls in going, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to miss the appointment. Can you call in an antibiotic? I got a UTI. So not only did I lose out on a patient that I could have seen, I am now being interrupted in the middle of my kid's birthday party to do something for free for somebody and take on the liability where I can't even test her. And when I saw that people were doing this, where so then they could get free care over the phone, I'm like, you know what, then if you're going to get free care over the phone, then you got to pay for no-showing. And so we did charge for no-shows. And that was my reasoning behind it. And I know it's not the most flattering thing for me to say, but it's my reasoning. Now, other doctors, they may be like, you know what, this is just how we do it. I don't know why I work for a company. This is how it's done. But I could tell you from having, a mom-and-pop shop doctor's office, it sucked. But the funny thing is, I hate to say we do it for this reason, but it's also the negative feedback. It's the, if somebody is late and they're late once and they keep getting away with it, they continue to be late. But once they know that the doctor's not going to put up with it, they don't do it. Now, you could do the same thing to your doctor. If your doctor's going to be an hour late every time they see you, then don't see him again. The doctors will learn, or they won't learn, and you'll find a doctor that hopefully it doesn't make you wait as long. But somehow, sometimes the only way you could kind of limit that sort of behavior is by saying, look, you're not going to get seen. But it stinks. I feel bad because traffic, and there's so many reasons that make people late. The 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man behind the wheel in the Wisconsin parade massacre has been found guilty. It only took the jury a handful of hours to convict Darrell Brooks Jr. of intentional homicide after he plowed into a crowd of people at the Waukesha parade in November 2021. There's a chance the San Francisco Bay Area will be hit with another sizable earthquake Wednesday. A 5.1 quake hit just before noon Tuesday, centered 12 miles east of San Jose. Experts say there could be a similar size quake Wednesday, with up to 15 others measuring at least 3.0 in the next week. Apple is set to fully switch over to USB-C chargers from the Lightning cable for its future iPhones. This comes after the European Union voted to enforce a common charging standard for all smartphones starting in 2024. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a 5.1 magnitude earthquake followed by three aftershocks ranging in magnitude from 3.5 to 2.8 hit the South Bay near San Jose, California earlier today. Rattled windows, shelves. You saw people caught it on video. It's interesting when the ground shakes. I don't know if you guys have ever felt an earthquake. For those of us that ever lived in California, you know it all too well. I've gotten some in Nevada. So it's the weirdest feeling. And sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, the bed shook. That was an earthquake. And then I'll check the news and it's too early and I'll be like, did anybody feel that? Then sometimes we hear it was something small, sometimes not. You don't usually always feel the small ones, but you want to be ready for the big ones. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the initial tremblor struck at about 11:42 a.m. with the epicenter near Mount Hamilton along the Calaveras Fault. A second jolt followed at 11:46 a.m. Then a 3.5 aftershock rattled the region at 3 p.m. This was yesterday. I apologize. Yesterday, not today. And it was the largest earthquake in the Bay Area since the 2014 6.0 magnitude earthquake that hit Napa Wine Country. This is also the largest quake on the northern end of the central segment of the Calaveras Fault since a 5.4 magnitude quake happened in 2007. So the seismologists say that that fault system is very active. According to Dr. Anne Marie Balte, numerous moderate earthquakes have happened in the area, including the 6.2 magnitude Morgan Hill earthquake back in 1984. So there's about a 2% chance of one or more aftershocks that will be larger than level 5. They are expecting more aftershocks within the next week. Magnitude 3 and higher are large enough to be felt. You don't really feel the 2s. Although I could swear I felt an earthquake. This was about a year or two ago, and it was like 2.8. And I had felt it, and I had wrote something down. And then when I saw that it had happened, they're like, "There's no way you felt that." And I go, "Well, I felt it, and I posted before I even knew there was an earthquake. So I feel like I could feel it, but that's just me." So there are notifications, and I guess apps that people can use. There's the Berkeley's MyShake app. That can give you an 18-second warning ahead of an earthquake. In fact, they said it gave an 18-second warning ahead of yesterday's earthquake. That's pretty damn cool. It's only operational in California, Oregon, and Washington. But they said thousands of residents were told an earthquake was coming by the MyShake app, right? Shake, 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 shake. Yeah, that app, yeah. So the app was developed by the Berkeley Seismology Lab. It alerted 95,000 devices who had it downloaded of the earthquake 18 seconds before it happened. It advised users to drop cover and hold on. 18 seconds? It's not a lot of time, but it's a good amount of time for you to get to an area that where you could, you know, protect. When there was a really bad earthquake in the 70s, and my mom had to throw herself over my crib to protect me during the earthquake. Now, I don't understand why she didn't take me and then go under a table or desk or whatever, but she probably thought I was safest in the crib. Not sure, but she said she basically, just was standing there over my crib. Using herself as a shield. Yeah, that's what mommies do. And I better appreciate her more. So, since Tuesday's alert, once word got out that there was this app, over 2 million now users and downloads have happened. They said anyone can download the MyShake app. The system, though, will only operate in California, Oregon, and Washington. You will receive alerts whether your phone is on. Even if you have a Do Not Disturb on your phone, it'll still alert you. But the app is only going to tell you if it's going to be a 3.5 magnitude earthquake or higher. So it's called MyShake, M-Y-S-H-A-K-E. It's available on Apple's App Store or on the Google Play Store. And then you select your location. And you want to make sure your iPhone apps don't automatically uninstall. Apparently there's a setting called offload unused apps on your iPhone. You might want to turn that off, because just because you're not using it, you want to make sure it doesn't turn off. So that's kind of a caveat there. But it's fascinating that that we have this sort of technology that could give you a clue. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So one thing that some of you have noticed, this is really, really interesting. I've been watching The House of the Dragon. It is the prequel to Game of Thrones. Fantastic. It is a fantastic series. But I got to tell you, there's been multiple scenes where it includes childbirth or miscarriage. And it is gruesome, and it's hard to watch. Game of Thrones was notorious for making you kind of squirm with their very hyper-sexualized scenes and some of the violence. But with this, they seem to substitute it with childbirth. And I don't want to ruin it for you guys because I don't want to do spoilers. But there's you see these childbirth scenes, which are pretty gruesome for both the mom and the baby. And I think they introduce it. One is to still have the shock effect with a little bit less sex and less rape and other violence that they had in the Game of Thrones series. But the other is, I wonder if they are trying to bring up a message in terms of women and having babies and childbirth and all that. Because I got to tell you, you know, after I watched the episodes, I think there were seven or eight of them. Yeah, I told my husband, I go, man, you know, giving birth was scary. And it was dangerous. And at the time, you know, if you had a breach, you could be in trouble. Now, what happened in House of the Dragon didn't necessarily happen in the olden days. So, not to, you know, for those of you that haven't watched it yet, you'll see on headlines, there is going to be an episode where there's a breach baby. And having a breach in the olden days was a scary thing. Now, you can give birth to a baby who has turned and is head first pretty easily. But in terms of a breach where it's feet first, that could be problematic. And it could be very, very difficult to get the baby out. I've delivered twin breech. But luckily, the baby's legs were up, so it was tushy first. So I could grab the tushy and the thighs, and rather than a foot-lean breech where the feet are hanging, when the feet are hanging, that's a problem. But it was tushy, and grabbing from the tushy, they were easy to deliver. And I luckily was able to deliver twin breech. It was probably one of the most amazing moments in my career, and luckily the babies did well, and mom and dad were happy. Mom and dad only thought there was one baby. And that baby had come out pink. And while everybody was looking at the baby, and I was waiting for the placenta to come out, and I'm, you know, checking the mom and all that, and we didn't have time to ultrasound her because she had come in as an emergency in labor. There was no, I always ultrasounded because I just wanted to know that the baby was turned and what I was dealing with. But she was in labor, so the bag was coming out, so we had to deliver no matter what. Well, all of a sudden, I start seeing something blue. And I'm like, oh, God. And all of a sudden, I see a blue tushy as opposed to the pink tushy. Yeah, one was a girl and one was a boy, but that's not the point. That's not what happened. So all of a sudden, I get that baby out. And then I start flicking it to try to get it to cry and wake up. You flick the feet and doing everything I could, grabbing suction. And then I'm trying to whisper to the nurses to get over here. We got another one. Because we were really understaffed that day also. And the father was so busy looking at the baby that was born. But I didn't want them to see just in case this baby wasn't going to make it. Luckily, I got the baby pink. And I'm like, we have another one. I was like, ah! So it was exciting. But in the olden days, we would have to try to turn the baby before we gave birth. They didn't have C-sections back then that you could live through. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before you reach for that protein bar mid-workday, you might want to double-check the calories. You might want to think about if it's really doing what you want it to. Now, many people eat protein bars because they want another source of protein. Others are because they want to be full. Others are doing it because they want to lose weight. So like if I have a protein bar for lunch, then I'm not going to eat a hamburger and fries. Okay, that might work. Well, a study from ASU, Arizona State University, found that it might not be as healthy as you think, and it can actually make you fat. They say a study found that people who ate one protein bar a day were more likely to gain weight within a week compared to people who did not. Researchers believe that even though protein bars can be nutritious, they might not be filling enough to prevent someone from eating more later. Some of the popular brands have about 200 calories. That's roughly the same as a couple apples or three medium-sized eggs. Now, the protein industry and protein supplements, it's booming. Sales have reached about $6.5 billion a year, double from what it was in 2014. And many people are going for high-protein diets, so they eat less carbs. And I get that. I get that. You know, less carbs, then less, you know, sugars, less fat. The problem is this isn't like a chicken breast, a boneless chicken breast. This isn't, you know, like eating a piece of meat for protein or having that egg. There's taste factors in there, sugar and salt. There's fat. And so you might think that the protein bar is like, you know, you grab a piece of meat, and meat makes me feel full. A protein bar doesn't. It doesn't. So researchers at Arizona State University tracked 21 people who were mostly in their 20s. For the first 2 weeks of the trial, participants were encouraged to eat their normal diet while tracking their daily calorie consumption. Each was then told to eat a protein bar a day within an hour of waking up every morning for another 2 weeks. Overall daily calorie consumption rose by 220 calories while on the protein bar regimen. Fat mass increased by a pound. That was during the first week. So Dr. Carol Johnston, a health expert at Arizona State University, and others said that the sales of nutrition bars show rapid growth year after year in the U.S., and they may represent an efficient source of specific nutrients, but ingestion of nutrition bars may increase total daily energy intake and the risk of gaining fat mass and eventual body mass over time. Well, they believe that the purpose of these is they want to reduce the hormone, hunger hormone, ghrelin. It's supposed to raise levels of peptide YY, helps make you feel full. But these protein bars, they're making them like they're chocolate coated. Some of them have, I mean, they make them tasty, but they're adding carbs and fat to do that. The other thing, too, that I've noticed is when somebody is, quote-unquote, on a diet, or they, and I've seen this with my kids, you know, they're eating kind of a large dinner, and I'm like, that's kind of a large, you know, did you really need to get the, you know, footlong? Why didn't you just do a smaller sub? What are you doing here? You know, I saw what you brought home. And they're like, oh, no, but I only had a protein bar for lunch, so I'm at a calorie deficit. I'm like, I would have rather you had a sandwich and a balanced lunch and then have a smaller dinner to lose weight. But I see a lot of people will overcompensate because they're like, well, I just had a protein bar, which means for dinner, I could have a nice, big, huge dinner. No. See, I would rather you eat smaller meals throughout the day that are healthy and none of this one big meal. I don't think the big meals do well. I don't think your pancreas can handle it. I don't think our bodies are designed to take increments of food and digest it every few hours. I don't think it's designed to have one big all-you-can-eat meal. For my son's birthday, he wanted to go to all-you-can-eat sushi. So we did that yesterday. I am just, like, bloated as beyond. I can't handle that. And I only maybe had 10 little pieces of sushi altogether, but still that was just too much, especially with the rice. So just, you know, realize that your protein bar could have sugars, high fructose corn syrup, you know, other things that can, you know, sadly have, you know, extra preservatives. These things can also affect your metabolism. So we want you to eat 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. Your starches, we'd rather you have whole grain. You got to be careful with your rice and pasta, but whole grain. Potatoes aren't bad. We doctors don't have a problem with you eating potatoes as long as it's a little bit, and as long as they're not French fried. As long as they're not fried potatoes, loaded up in butter and sour cream. But potatoes can be healthy. They just have to be boiled. 30 grams of fiber a day. 30 grams of fiber a day could be you eating your 5 portions of fruits and vegetables, 2 whole wheat, biscuits, whole wheat bread, large baked potato with the skin on. Some dairy is good, but choose lower fat, lower sugar options, like maybe the 1% of the non-fat milk as opposed to whole milk. Beans, legumes, fish, eggs, meat to give you some protein. Use unsaturated oil and spread. And spreads, I don't like margarine at all. You need to drink about 6 to 8 cups or glasses of water a day. That's what the NHS recommends in Great Britain, being reported by Daily Mail. Double check on with your provider on how much water and fluids they want you to take, depending on your heart and kidney status. But honestly, I love the 8 glasses a day of water rule. I think that's fantastic. All right, and then, of course, cut your salt, cut your saturated fat. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a judge on Monday ruled that a group of public employees for New York City who got canned because they wouldn't get a COVID vaccine should be reinstated in their positions and receive back pay. This is huge. In October of 2021, Dave Chokshi was a New York City health commissioner. And he issued the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city employees, saying if you didn't comply, you were out. The city expanded the order in December 2021 to cover private sector employees who work in person and interact with their colleagues in public. But Mayor Eric Adams announced that unvaccinated athletes and performers could be exempt from that mandate. See, this is what's so bad about mandates. How are you picking and choosing? Come on, man. This is why mandates are not fair. 16 former employees of the city's Department of Sanitation were laid off February 2022. They argued that Adams' exemption announcement rendered the public employee vaccination mandate arbitrary and capricious. So the vaccination mandate, they said, for city employees was not just about safety and public health, it was about compliance. This is according to Judge Ralph Porzio. He said if the order was motivated by safeguarding public health, then it would apply to all workers in the city. This was something we talked about with the original mandates. When you're picking and choosing who is, you know, just like, well, that's why some of the judges had issues with mandates for jobs where there were more than 100 employees. So they're like, so that means if you work at a place with 10 employees, their lives are less important than those with 100. So the virus, you know, will infect less. If the virus is infectious, it just didn't make sense. So the city is appealing the judge's decision. The judge said, you know, in a city with nearly 80% vaccination rate, we shouldn't be penalizing the people who showed up to work at great risk to themselves and their families while we were locked down. The city strongly disagrees, however. The city said they disagree with the ruling, as the mandate is firmly grounded in law and is critical to New Yorkers' public health. But then why were athletes and performers exempt? I mean, the exemption thing just didn't make sense. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.